love you once. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Oh, there it is. My mic didn't go on then for some reason.
No.
1 second.
Hello.
Hello. There you are.
There you are.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, and there you are. Hello.
Nice of you to join us. You're late.
Yeah, I'm
You weren't here last week.
I wasn't here last week, no.
Did you know this?
What? I'm late, what?
Yeah, you're a week late.
I'm a week late, yes. I had a hell of a lie-in. It was great.
Oh.
Very nice, thanks.
Happy back, Dom.
Nice to be back.
Is. Dom's back, everybody. Hooray.
Did you have a nice time?
No.
Really?
I don't like it when you're off.
Oh, what?
I don't like it when you're off.
Don't like it. We had Simon Conway Newsman.
Yeah, he's... Now, isn't he great?
Yeah.
Simon is an awesome newsreader, I think.
He was a big James Bond fan. Mm.
Now, I heard a bit of that.
Simon Conway Newsman.
There he goes.
Simon Conway Newsman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big... I heard a bit of the Bond stuff.
Yeah, big Bond.
Did you hear much of the show while you're off?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't hear much. I wasn't really up much before 10-ish.
Nor should you.
Which was lovely. Just have a nice lie-in.
You're supposed to switch off. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Were you going to bed late?
Yeah.
Just because you could.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Start a film at 10.
Turn the alarm off on the Sunday night and then didn't turn on until this morning. It's great. Really nice. Went up to Leeds at the weekend.
Leeds.
Had a lovely time up in Leeds. It's a lot of Hindus in Leeds on Saturday night. A lot.
Oh, really?
I don't know what that street is, but it's full of them.
In your domain.
Yeah.
Is that why you were up?
Yeah. It was really good.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah.
Let me show you around.
Everyone was getting married that weekend, it seemed.
Oh, what a day to get married on. That's Saturday.
It was lovely. The weather was incredible last week.
Yeah.
Great.
It's meant to be turning this week. It's meant to be being a bit rubbish. Yeah. It was meant to be raining every day. Then I looked yesterday and it's like, might only rain for 2 days and then...
Oh, yeah. And today's all right, actually, isn't it? Where we are, anyway.
Is it?
Yeah. Sort of sunny, cloudy, yeah, 15, 16 degrees, something like that.
That's all right, isn't it?
It's all right, isn't it?
I'll take it. Well, it's good to have you back.
Nice to be back.
Thank goodness. And it's nice to have Adam Brown back on.
Yes.
Normal service has been resumed.
Hey.
Oh, you can tell Adam's on just by listening to that beautiful back timing right at the end of the show. I mean, obviously, the rest of the show was great.
Of course.
But it's lovely to have Adam Brown with his lovely voice.
Yeah.
He's
got a lovely voice, hasn't he?
I want ya. It's Adam Brown. Go to work, I go home, I look after my cat, I go to the gym, I train, I come home, I look after my cat, I sleep.
That's it.
I get up, I go to work, I come home, look after my cat, I go to the gym, train, go home, look after my cat, sleep. I get up, go to work, that's Adam Brown.
What a life.
I know, right?
Sounds lovely.
I drink alcohol-free Guinness. I go to bed, get up, do the show.
Does he not drink?
Not really.
No.
Does he not?
He was on the Guinness Zeros, I think, wasn't he, last time we were out with him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I don't really see the point.
It does.
Doesn't Guinness Zero taste like Guinness?
It's not far off at all.
Yeah, I've heard it's close.
Yeah,
it's
pretty good. Close, yeah.
And so the calorie-wise, it's not great for you.
I don't know. I don't really know.
It's very similar.
Must be, yeah.
So...
Well, it's the alcohol, isn't it?
So you're giving up, really, the buzz.
That's essentially what it is, yeah. That's exactly what you're giving up.
Guinness calories per pint.
Oh, God, here we go.
How many?
I'm going to go 200.
210.
There you go. For Guinness Zero or normal Guinness?
Normal Guinness.
All right, let's go. Is it Guinness Zero? Is that what it's called?
That's it.
Guinness Zero calories.
Wouldn't it be terrible if there's more in Guinness Zero than there is in actual Guinness?
Oh, hang on. Guinness Zero. In a 500 can... Ooh, this is... contains 80 calories in a can.
Right.
How many cans in
that? Really?
I don't know.
Really? 80?
That's pretty good.
It contains significantly lower calories than in a standard Guinness.
Oh,
gosh.
Well, there you go.
Diet.
Yeah, diet Guinness.
Maybe he's a wise man, Adam Brown.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're live on Global Player if you want to see today. I'm wearing a pink T-shirt, if you're interested.
Nice pink T-shirt.
Here it is. Thanks.
Very nice.
James and Pippa went, oh, new T-shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think I've worn it to the show. I thought it'd be pink. What?
It's a Barbie pink.
Candy pink.
Sure. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever Barbie makes you happy.
It does.
Sure. That's right. I'm dressed.
It's got to be on it.
I'm dressed like Barbie. It's got to be on it.
B for Barbie.
That's what it is. Do you know what the B stands for?
What?
Be careful, otherwise I'll knock you out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Larry on a Monday.
Fight you all. I'm back at the gym today with Jamie.
Oh, are you?
Oh, rubbish.
Oh, that's not
boo.
Good.
Training and all of that. I trained loads last week.
Did you?
Oh, man.
Well done.
Do you feel lighter, brighter?
Well, I'll talk you through it. So last Saturday, not the one just gone, the one before, I'm like, I need to do some training. God, I've really let it slip. So I just did a bit of training on the Saturday, did some weights, got on the treadmill. Lovely, felt great. Sunday off, then Monday, did it again. Tuesday off, Wednesday, did it again. Thursday off, Friday did it again. So I did Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Went out Friday night, then Saturday I thought, I'm out tonight. You know what? I'll train again. I won't do much. I'll just walk and jog.
Yeah.
That's all I'll do, just walk and jog. But I walked and jogged for an hour.
Right, good.
So about 4.5 miles I did, something like that. I did some weights. I felt great. I thought, God, I've trained so much this week.
Brilliant.
And, you know, if I see people eat at the weekend, I put weight on.
Yes, I know.
If I have a sandwich, that's a couple of pounds. If I have a couple of drinks, that's it.
It's quite a phenomenon, isn't it?
So I weighed myself on Saturday morning from Friday, and I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. Well, I've put on 3 pounds. Of course I have.
No, you can't.
Of course I have.
You can't.
Put on 3 pounds. Yeah, of course I have. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Ridiculous.
And I didn't eat much Friday until I went out, because we had an early dinner. And I'm like, of course that works.
But did you eat late? Because did you say you had dinner on a Friday night?
Yeah.
So you would have eaten later than you would have done in the week.
We had an early dinner. Because Friday I just get knackered.
Did the food keep going, though? Did you nibble a bit longer? What I mean is, sometimes that's a chance to sit heavy.
Look, it's just bloat. So it'll be fine, but it's just, you know... So after all that, from last Monday to this Monday, I've lost 0.5 pound.
Oh, is it?
We'll take it. You're going down.
That's a big wee, really, isn't it?
Isn't it?
When you say it like that, 0.5 pound.
That's if you think about going for a run, I think you lose,
Yeah, exactly.
You'd lose 0.5 pound just thinking about it.
I think so.
Peter Kay says something similar.
Yes, something similar.
If you watch a movie... And then there's a training scene in it, training montage where they're in the gym.
Yeah.
You burn calories just watching it.
Yeah.
You don't need to actually do it.
Exactly right.
But no, I feel all right. I feel good.
Good.
I feel good. I'm pumped up and happy that Dom's back.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see Pepper's face.
Yeah.
Morning.
Saw a lovely little Phoenix this morning.
Hey.
Hello. We were outside the building. We couldn't get in.
You couldn't get in this morning?
No.
Oh, why?
Did they do that, like, engage time?
Yeah.
Ah, that's annoying.
I wonder if they just haven't hung the phone up.
No, I don't know if it's broken or what. Who knows?
Oh.
So we're stood outside and then people are turning up for work. There ends up being a big queue.
Right. Oh, dear.
And then Robert from the studio next door says, he goes, it's like we're waiting to get on a plane. It's more and more people just turning up. Right, are you? Have you pressed the button? Yeah, we pressed the button. Oh, I'll press the button. Oh, are you? Because maybe I didn't press the button properly when I pressed the button.
Because your finger's wonky.
Yeah.
It's like when you're waiting for a lift and someone comes and stands next to you. All right. And then they press the button for the lift. I always want to go, oh, yeah, I always forget that bit. Thanks for doing that.
Buttons, blimey.
Or they press the button for the lift. And then 15 seconds later, they press the button again a couple of times.
Mm, that's good.
Because that makes the lift move faster, as everybody knows.
You've got to be careful about that in some other countries, because in Korea, if you go in a lift and press the button that's already been selected, which I did a few times, it cancels that floor.
Oh, does it?
Right?
So you go...
Why would you press the button that's already been pressed?
If I get in a lift and someone's already, I want to go floor five.
Yeah, and floor
five.
And the button is lit.
Yeah.
But to imply that somebody pressed already.
But in the UK, I'll press it to make the doors close.
Why don't you press the door close button?
I bet you do go like that, don't you?
So talk me through this again. You get in a lift.
Yeah.
There's somebody in it already.
Yeah. My default is...
And you're going to the fifth floor.
Yeah.
And out of all the numbers, the only one that's lit up is the number five.
Yeah.
And you go, I'll press that.
Yeah.
And I'll press it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think that that'll prompt the doors to close. And I go, well, I'm going there anyway.
But you know there's a button that's for closing the doors.
Yeah, but I don't use it.
Why not?
Never use it.
Why not?
You know,
surely it's actually better for you, because the button that you hit to close the doors is always at the bottom of the numbers.
Yeah.
So you don't need to reach up to hit number five.
Yeah,
reach up slightly.
I don't need to reach up.
Well, you
to
do.
To get number five. Bang.
Like, you don't need to say to Chelsea, here, pick me up.
No.
Chelsea. Lift me up so I can hit number five. And she goes, I can't because I'm attached to this portable radiator.
I want to press the button.
That's what it is.
But you've got to be careful because it turns it off.
Right, OK. So yeah. Which is actually a useful thing to know.
Yeah.
Because people do press them accidentally.
They do. That's good public service information.
Hold on a second. Andy Peters is on the line. He wants to say something. Oh. Andy, what do you want to say?
It is a criminal offence to urinate in a lift.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
Are you listening to that, Yuki Tsunoda?
Yeah, shut up!
OK. He's very angry. Good race yesterday.
Oh, I didn't... No, I've not seen what happened.
Oh, there was a lot going on. A lot going on.
Was there?
Yesterday.
Oh, yes.
The Formula One in Bahrain.
Mm.
That golfy thing. The crazy golf.
The Masters. Oh.
What's this?
Masters of the Universe golf.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Rory McIlroy won.
Well, you've ruined it.
Sorry, I shouldn't say it in the same sentence.
I taped it.
I've never known Toby be so excited. He was...
Oh, it's amazing.
Buzzing.
Rory McIlroy, of course, big Leeds United fan.
Yes, he is big. Like, absolutely. He's a big.
And then we found out, absolutely, he's not.
Oh, is he not?
It's Man United.
Oh, that's right. And we all thought it was Leeds United. Why is that?
Just hope you know that.
That's such a joke.
Yes.
I don't know.
Who else was it we thought was an Arsenal fan and they were a Chelsea fan? Was it David Baddiel?
That's it. Yeah, that's right. You had an Arsenal quiz prepared for
him. Yeah.
Yeah, convinced he was an Arsenal fan.
Convinced.
Yeah.
Convinced he was an Arsenal fan.
Huge Chelsea fan.
Yeah. And has always been a Chelsea
always.
Fan.
Got away with that.
Yeah.
You spotted it halfway through the interview, didn't you? And you're like, oh, I'm just going to
get rid of that
game. Quiz.
That could have been terrible.
Our extensive research for guests. Speaking of which, by the way, are we saying what Dom's doing today?
Yeah.
We can, yeah.
Yeah.
Dom's recording an interview later on today. A junket.
A junket.
Would you believe?
With a...
Rude.
Yeah, with an actor.
With Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely Tom Hardy.
Now, I've never met Tom Hardy.
No, I
think he's brilliant.
I do too. I bet he's really scary though in real life. I don't know why.
And I like the fact that in some interviews he does come across like he just doesn't want to be there or he finds the question stupid or whatever. But I'd really warm to him, right?
Mm.
And I will pay you £50 cash.
Right.
If you say Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
That you're a massive fan of his dad, Oliver. Is that where he got the acting book?
That's good. Now he will love that. He'll love it and I'll get £50. So it's a win-win.
Would you ask him that?
If the interview's going very well, yes. If it's not, then no, absolutely not.
Would you open with it? Tom Hardy.
Of course.
Big fan of your dad, Oliver. Is that why you got the acting bug?
Well, and then go straight into...
You know he will just stare you down.
Yeah. Oh, he would... He's really scary, Tom Hardy, I think. He's meant to be a very nice man.
Yeah.
When you laugh at things, if you know, I don't know what makes you laugh, Tom, but when you laugh out loud, is that a Hardy ha-ha?
Do you want to come with me and do the interview?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, fine.
No. I'd like to meet him. I think he's a class actor.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think he's brilliant. I love watching him on screen.
Yeah. He's in Havoc, which is on Netflix.
Havoc, yeah. That's it.
So, yeah.
Hardy ha ha.
Let's see. If the interview's going well, then I'll throw in some Oliver Hardy stuff.
Oh. Oh, anyway, Dom is doing that later on this morning. Yeah. 1 second. 6:45, you're listening to Radio X. That's the name of this radio station, is Radio X. Go ahead and write it down, because you never know. Somebody might ask you what you listen to in the morning. If you've written it down, you'll never forget that you listen to Radio X. And it's Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. A lovely weather, wasn't it? It's just so nice. Sat in the garden, had a barbecue. Lovely. Obviously, didn't do any of those things. I'm an alcoholic. I passed out for most of the weekend. Anyway, let's get back to the music now. And who remembers this classic? Oh, yeah. They used to wear dungarees, didn't they? Crazy. It's Dexys Midnight Runners. And Come On, Eileen. Shabba. Yeah, so anyway, so Dom's interviewing Tom Hardy.
Yes, which would be great. Looking forward to that. In a hotel I don't think I've ever been to before, which is exciting.
Okay. Premier Inn?
I think it is the Premier
Inn.
Yeah, Lenny Henry's there to check you in.
Is it the Linton Travel Tavern?
It is. The Lodge. Linton Travel Lodge.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I thought it was the Travel Tavern.
Is it?
I don't know. That's the Hilton in Watford or near Watford.
It is, yeah.
We'll get questions for Tom later.
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah, that would be good. Oliver Hardy-based questions.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Your opening line, dead straight face. Tom Hardy, pleasure to meet you. Your dad, Oliver Hardy, is that where you got the acting bug from? And then you look at him dead straight in the face.
Yeah, he punches me in the face and I leave. Yeah.
Is it Venom, that movie you're in, where you play the alien... What's that all about?
That was weird, Tom. That was a really weird film.
Did you see the film? No, I didn't. No, I watched the trailer and I thought it's not for me. But how was that?
Because actors love to hear that, don't they?
Lewis says that apparently he's good at BJJ, which is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I think.
Oh.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Is he into that?
I could ask him about it.
Just make sure, please.
All the letters.
It's both J's.
Yeah.
You could ask him to have it.
Why are you asking me that? What are you asking me that for? Why are you asking me that?
Well, I heard you were quite good at that, Tom, BJJ.
Yeah. So what?
Do you want to do that now?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Do you want to show me how to do it?
I'll knock you out.
Oh, don't knock me out, Tom Hardy.
All right. My dad got me into it, Oliver.
Yeah.
Oh, he's good at it.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
You've got to ask a question about that.
Mm.
You got to make him laugh.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Yeah. I think we'll definitely... I've never asked anyone about that before, so that's going in.
You haven't got long, though, have you?
I don't know. How long have we got with him?
About 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. Sometimes that's too much.
Is it going to be the opposite of Last One Laughing?
Yes.
Your object is to make him laugh.
But he might be a giggler, you don't know. In real life, he might be a giggler.
He might be a big fan of yours.
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt that.
He might go, I love the Odd Box.
Odd Box. Yeah.
He's talking to you on that.
No one's ever said that.
What was the Dragon's Den spin-off?
Dragon's Den Online.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Tom.
Yeah, good on that. Yeah. Oh dear.
Oh,
we should hang out. Tom.
Why are you cringing?
What's got a CBE?
No, we're fine.
He's got a CBE.
Yeah, Dom, can I just say I'm a big fan of you and all your family, Ed, right. Jason, Carpet. I love all you birds.
Thank
I really
you.
Do.
Now, I also heard a bit of Ed Byrne last week.
Yeah, Ed was in great form.
Who Jason, obviously, James obviously thought was Jason Baird.
Yeah.
But he was brilliant.
Yeah, he was really good.
Funny man.
He's a funny man, isn't he?
I actually took a screen grab of the video of that. The holding card, or whatever you call it, title card. You know when you click on a video?
Yeah.
And the whole, the thing, the title was something like getting Ed Byrne mixed up or getting the Byrne mixed up. And they put a photo of somebody on, and I'm like, I don't know who the photo's meant to be.
Right.
So I didn't have my glasses on.
Ah, okay.
That's not Jason Byrne, though.
Oh.
Isn't that the point? Isn't that the gag?
Hmm.
And Phoenix will be panicking now. And I put my glasses on, and I'm like, and I had to zoom in on the picture because it just didn't look like Jason Byrne. And right. I was like, now, as Phoenix, is he done a double whammy gag here?
Yeah, that would be.
Where the premise is Ed Byrne and Jason Byrne get mixed up. So he's put a picture of not Jason Byrne.
That'd be very meta, Phoenix.
But it was Jason
Byrne. It was Jason Byrne. Oh, okay.
But I thought, well, we're heading into weird realms of comedy here.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Dominic is back, and also, I tell you what else is back today. 20 seconds to 20K.
Yeah.
Is back this morning on the Chris Moyle Show. Now, we've given away a nice chunk of money so far. I know it often doesn't feel that way, but we have 4 winners last week?
Yeah.
Four winners out of 5 days.
The Chris Moyle Show.
She's good.
20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Joel in the competition department obviously clearly hates it. He loves it when the callers don't do well.
Yes, absolutely.
Apparently, it's much better for his department if we give away 5 mugs in a week as opposed to thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds. But it's back today, and if you're like, do you know what? I'm going to give this a go. I'll be good at this. I reckon I could get two. Maybe I could get 3 songs, I reckon, easy.
Yeah.
There are people out there who are like, I could do that easy. Well, let's be having you. If you would like to be on the radio later on this morning, playing our game, 20 seconds to 20K. I have a qualifying question for you, and the qualifying question is this. You won't like it, Dom.
Oh.
20 years ago, is this the way to Amarillo? Re-entered the charts following which comedian's charity video?
20 years ago.
I know.
Good Lord.
I think that's why we don't get many entries on this competition, because people are now going, there's no way that's 20 years.
Yeah.
And then they forget to text in.
Oh, blimey.
If you want to play, though, today, you have to text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. So text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. It's got to be on the text. And that text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. We're going to close the lines at 7:45 this morning. So you've got just under an hour. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play the game. All of the rules, including online entry, are radiox.co.uk. So is this the way to Amarillo? Re-enter the charts 20 years ago following which comedian's charity video? So I'm looking for the name of that comedian. You text the word play, you text their name, and you send it to 83936. All right? Good luck. Now, if we pick you at random, we put you on the air, we play the game. 20 seconds, 20K. Get all 5 songs in 20 seconds, you've got £20,000. However, you've got 19.99999 seconds to get the first one, and you'll get £1,000 in your bank account today. If you make it 2 songs before the clock runs out, you get £2,000, which is what we gave a fair few 2,000s away last week.
Hmm.
3 songs get you £5,000, and 4 songs, it's not been done on this run yet, get you £10,000. £10,000. £10,000 for naming 4 songs.
It's not bad, is it?
And if you do all 5, and it has been done, Danny did it.
Yep.
You'll win £20,000. So good luck. Don't forget to start your text with the word play, and it's a text as well. I might be speaking to you just after 8 o'clock this morning.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Did you... Was Stan Laurel like an uncle figure to you, or was he like a second dad?
His dad's actually called Chips.
Chips?
I saw what? That. His
Chips
dad's Hardy, called Chips.
Really?
Tom Hardy's dad's called Chips Hardy.
Oh. Is Chips short for Chippington?
Yeah, what's that short for?
Edward John Chips Hardy.
Oh.
So he got the nickname Chips.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Someone's saying...
Well, hold on. Say his name again.
Edward John Chips Hardy.
And the chips is in...
In quotes.
So where did they get the chips from?
Yeah, where's
no,
the...
No.
Where's the chips
from? You don't get that from Edward.
Where's the chips from? That's another question.
That's a good question.
Somebody's saying...
Wouldn't it be great if he goes... Fish and chip shop.
Fish and chip shop. Somebody's saying Tom really likes it if you refer to Brazilian jiu-jitsu as judo.
Excellent.
Give that a go.
You do Korean judo?
Yeah. Towards the end.
Oh, what? Yeah. What are you saying? I do what?
Yeah.
You do what?
Now, no, are you still doing the judo?
Do you get everything slightly wrong?
Do you mean jiu-jitsu? Is that what you mean?
Is it jiu-jitsu? Sorry, Tom.
You say potato.
Yeah.
I also say potato.
I'm looking forward to it.
Apparently he idolises Gary Oldman, so maybe you could ask him about...
Who doesn't?
Gary Wilmot.
Different Gary. No, big fan of Gary Barlow.
don't mention his name.
What's happened?
It's a sore subject.
Yeah.
Everything all right? What's happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, ask some questions, Dom.
Oh.
He blew me out.
No.
He blew me out. Twice.
Gary
twice
did.
He did. Yeah, I mean, sure, he'd rather rehearse for his massive, huge tour that starts right on Thursday.
Yes. When was this last week? You're going to
meet
up.
Then we, like, Chris left him a little voice note.
Yeah, a friendly voice note. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Did you say? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I've parked it. You should too. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I went out on Saturday night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Well, I'll tell you later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You want to tell us on the Saturday show?
What was I doing?
Mm.
What was I doing? I don't know why I said it. The voice like Steptoe and so.
Yeah,
oh, man. I'll talk about that later. Dominic's got your news at 7 o'clock next. If you're watching, thanks for watching.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Goodbye.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
This Easter at Morrison's, save on fresh Market Street veg, like carrots, swede and even parsnips. That's your Easter Sunday roast, sorted. And all for just 8p each with your more card. From Market Street to your dining table, get Easter sorted for less at Morrison's. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores and online Morrison's daily varies. More card at app required. 18 plus. Carrots 1 kilo, 69p without more card. Swede 62p. Parsnips 500 grams, 75p. Max 6. Ends 21st of April.
It's fast. It's exhilarating. It's team sport. The UK's number one indoor karting experience. Battle it out at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour and feel the thrill of acceleration as you race to the finish line. Team Sport Karting has over 36 locations. There's a track near you. Save 10% when booking online. Use the code GET10 on the Team Sport website. Verification at team-sport.co.uk.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Your best bet is to play BetVictor's daily free-to-play guaranteed prize wheel.
What guaranteed prizes does this guaranteed prize wheel guarantee?
The guaranteed prize wheel means you're guaranteed to win prizes, like free bets, free spins, exclusive offers and cash. Guaranteed.
What was it called again?
The Guaranteed Prize Wheel.
Well, I guarantee I'll give it a spin.
And I guarantee you'll win a prize.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on BetVictor's Guaranteed Prize Wheel. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. Opt in and spin the wheel. Rewards expire 24 hours after claiming. GambleAware.org.
With so many cars on offer in the Volkswagen Approved Use sale, we don't have time to name them all. But we brought in speed talker Lightning Steve to try.
Offers now on the Golf Tiguan, T-Roc, Tiger, Passat, Polo, T-Cross, ID4, Tiguan.
Get £750 towards your finance deposit on over 13,000 approved use Volkswagens. With 13.4% APR representative on Solutions PCP and a free service plan. Our huge sale must end on Wednesday the 30th of April at participating retailers. Faster, Steve.
ID3 to Ran.
Search Volkswagen approved used. Indemnities may be required. Free service plan valid for cars up to 8 years old. Excludes Touareg. Volkswagen Finance.
Bring in spring this Easter at Dunelm. From cookware for hosting the roast to outdoor furniture that's all set for sunshine. And up to 50% off thousands of products. Pick up everything you need for Easter together in-store and online with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm. The home of homes. Terms and conditions apply.
On average, Rift get their customers £3,000 back.
I'm like a rubber ball, I come down.
Let's get the ball rolling. Search Rift Tax Refunds.
Radio X. News update next.
Let's stop there. Being a soldier, it's exciting. You already know that. What you want to know is, what's in it for me? I wanted to learn leadership skills from the experts.
I wanted to get paid to earn qualifications.
I wanted more confidence. And outlook, I'm on the radio.
That's what was in it for me. Get skills, get qualified, get confident. Army. Recruiting now. Search Army Job.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everybody. We're back to it again. It's Monday, April 14th, 2025. Hope you had a good weekend. It's Chris Moyles here. And he's back. Thank goodness. Dominic Byrne is back with your new sport and weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, after the government took control of it, workers at British Steel are now trying to save the firm's plant in Scunthorpe. They're looking to source enough raw materials to keep the furnaces going. If they go out, Rich Petchy, who works there, says it could be bad news.
The furnaces, they run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't like to be turned on and off. Unfortunately, due to materials and other situations, they have been coming off more frequent than we like.
In other news this morning, the police response to last summer's riots has been called entirely appropriate. A group of MPs has been looking into the violence that followed the Southport stabbings. They've rejected claims that officers were too harsh because of the supposed political views of the people involved. Army planners have been called in to help out in Birmingham. Rubbish is still piling up with bin workers on strike. It's in a row over pay and jobs. We're being told they'll be helping with logistics. And figures suggest the average house price has jumped by more than £5,000 in the space of a month. Rightmove says the typical asking price for a property coming onto the market is now just over £377,000. That's 1.7% higher than it was in March.
Sport.
Rory McIlroy has made history completing a career Grand Slam after winning his first Masters title in Augusta. He becomes only the sixth man to win all four major golf tournaments.
I didn't make it easy today. I certainly didn't make it easy. I was nervous. It was one of the toughest days I've ever had on the golf course. And honestly, you know, what came out of me on the last green there in the playoff was, you know, at least 11 years, if not 14 years of pent-up emotion.
He won a sudden-death playoff against Englishman Justin Rose after they both finished the final round tied on 11 under par. Liverpool edged closer to the Premier League title thanks to a 2-1 victory over West Ham, never in doubt. Spurs' struggles continued as they lost 4-2 at Wolves. Newcastle United eased to a 4-1 win against Manchester United. That moves them up into fourth place. Chelsea slipped out of the Champions League qualification places following a 2-2 draw against strugglers Ipswich. And two sides battling for European spot meet tonight. Bournemouth take on Fulham. And if you don't want to know what happened in the F1, then turn your radio down for about 11 seconds-ish. Britain's Lando Norris now has a 3-point lead at the top of the F1 Drivers' Championship. He finished third in Bahrain. His McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri is now his nearest challenger after he won the race. George Russell claims second spot.
Oh, and gorgeous George.
And it's a UK 1-2-3, isn't it? And defending champion, apart from Oscar Piastri.
Yeah, he's
Australian.
Yeah.
Good. Defending champion Max Verstappen came in sixth yesterday.
I know, shut up!
Weather.
With eBay.
From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Lots of sunshine around, particularly in the southeast today, but then some heavy rain possible later on in northern and western parts. Temperatures up to 16 degrees, though, today. Woo! From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
He's back, everybody.
Dominic reads the news with his bald head.
Yes, he does.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Right, it's 4 minutes past seven. It's Monday morning. So Dominic Byrne is back, which is lovely. And we're all back. We're all on.
All here.
Whee! Captain, are you in there?
Hello there.
My God, it's a fallout phoenix.
Hello.
James.
Hello.
Pippa.
Hi.
Dom.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hello.
We're all here. Hey. It's a full hat. That means I need to take next week off.
That's it.
Yes.
Are you happy to be back, Tom?
I'm very happy to be back. It's lovely to be back.
What were you doing this time last Monday?
Sleep.
Oh. Right.
I'm sleeping.
Would you rather be asleep or here?
I'd rather be here.
Liar.
And seeing all your friendly faces.
You're a big liar.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I was the same.
I could not sleep last night. Shut up, James. Stop copying us.
It means you love each other.
I had trouble sleeping last night. I hate it.
It was such a tricky one, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I'm sure Tiff will be like, no, you do not have trouble sleeping last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. It's often Sunday night. 6 o'clock yesterday, I was getting tired, and I was actually thinking, do you know, I'm going to go to bed early tonight. I'm going to have a full night's sleep.
Oh,
yeah. 10 o'clock, I'm bouncing off the walls. Yeah, I'm wide awake.
Doesn't work like that, does
no,
it?
No, it's weird, isn't
it? Big Brother wasn't until 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, I've not 10. Seen much.
Now,
is it good?
I haven't seen any since over the weekend.
Right.
I mean, I don't think it's on the Saturday, but so, yeah, I need to do a bit of catching up, so no spoilers. But, yes.
Good.
Is Chesney doing well?
Yeah.
That's good.
So far from what I've seen, yes.
Great. Has he kept his clothes on?
So far from what I've seen, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it's an interesting bunch.
Mm.
I've worked something out about Big Brother, but I don't want to say it.
Okay.
Because if you haven't noticed it, you haven't noticed it.
Oh.
And if I mention it...
Will it ruin it a bit?
No. No. It might lead you to some questions.
Ah.
I'll let it run for a bit longer.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's got another couple of weeks to run.
Okay.
And if you're not watching, it is worth dipping in and watching a little bit. It really helps if you watch it from the beginning, like any of these reality shows. They're only interesting if you get into the characters in it.
True.
You need to invest in it.
And it doesn't matter what it is. Married at First Sight Australia.
Mm.
Love Island.
Yeah. Even Strictly. If you start to form your favourites, or I really like them, or they're really lovely, then all of a sudden it means more. If you just switched on episode 11 of any reality show, you're like, oh, I don't care. Who cares?
Who are these bozos?
Which is valid. That's totally fair.
Of course.
But if you get into it, and
how's Mickey Rourke coming across?
Well,
oh, what a character.
He's fascinating, isn't he?
What a character. You should go back and watch some.
Oh, okay.
Fascinating's
a
word.
Everything
isn't it?
About him is fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you some of his highlights.
Right.
Brushing his teeth in the sink in the kitchen.
Okay.
And someone going, Mickey, do you know that there's a huge, we got a huge bathroom back there? Oh, yeah. Yes, do you want to... It's just there.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. But so you don't need to brush your teeth in the sink. Here, I'll show you where it is. I'm okay.
Oh.
Okay, then.
Oh. Why'd he do that?
Mickey, you've got a bed in the bedroom. I'm going to sleep on the sofa. But you've got a bed. Yeah. I'm just gonna sleep on the sofa.
Do you think he worries about snoring? That's why I'd worry.
No, I just think he's...
Mm.
He seems
out there.
Right.
Yeah. He's just out there.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be rude to Mickey, but he seems like the sort who'd snore. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, he does. I think there was.
Does he?
Yeah. I think he did. But yeah, it's like, you know. You know when they go, this is Big Brother.
Mm.
Dominic.
Mm. Hello.
Please, can you. Well, but he's like that. Mickey.
Huh?
Who's top? Who's top?
Like, he can be in a room talking to Big Brother.
Yeah.
Go in and they go, this is Big Brother. Okay, hi. We want to do this thing where blah, 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 and this, that, and the other.
Hmm.
Okay, yeah. Now, we want you to pick a prize for another housemate. Okay. Mickey. Huh? Sorry, Big Brother. Someone just called my name.
Yeah.
No, that was me. What was you? Mickey. Huh? They're here again? They just said my name again. Oh. So he's...
Oh, Mickey.
Out there.
Oh, Mickey.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I don't think Big Brother once said, actually, so far, oh, Mickey.
You're so fine.
You're so fine.
Yeah.
You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Huh?
There's a few texts coming in about...
Yeah, because I just said no spoilers, so I knew that exactly. People would text in.
No spoilers.
Luckily, that's a spoiler I already knew. But, yeah, it's a good... But remind me, maybe... I'm not here next week. Maybe Friday.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you my little...
You do.
I'll tell you what, if you want to watch Big Brother...
Yeah.
If you're watching it already, fair enough. If you haven't watched it, it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
It's on late for people who work on Breakfast Radio, which is annoying, but... See if you can work out what it is I want to tell you on Friday.
What in relation to, like, the type of
I've guests? Spotted something about the show.
In general?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's... you know me. You'll either be like, oh! Or you'll go, all right. And then that's where the interest ends.
Right.
It's a good one.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll tell Friday. I mentioned it
okay.
Friday.
Yeah.
When do we find out what happened Saturday?
Whenever you like.
Oh.
Whenever you like.
Chris. Oh,
yeah?
What happened Saturday?
Good question,
I don't know what happened Saturday.
That's a great question.
I went out.
You went out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I went for dinner.
You went for dinner?
Yeah.
With?
And that's the big question. Oh, yeah. We'll play a game if you want to play a game.
Cool.
Yeah.
Guess who?
Great idea! That's what we'll play.
Radio X! Coming up... More of Chris and the team welcoming our very own Dominic Byrne back from holiday.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
What happened over the weekend? Well, thank goodness that we have the weekend roundup quiz type thingy to fill you in. Plus, we had four winners last week. We have your chance to win super big money on 20 seconds to 20K.
Super.
Thank God it's Monday. Am I right?
No.
The Chris Miles Show.
No.
Radio X.
All right, so I'll do a little guess who game after our first song from the Coral.
Top of my heart when it skips a beat.
Skips a beat.
Can't feel no pavement out under my feet.
Under my feet.
I feel my lonely room when I'm dreaming of you. Oh, what can I do? I still need you, but I don't want you now.
song. I always think that song's like 2.5 minutes long, and I often think, like, when they're making it in the studio, they're not like, that's too short, we should make it longer. Or they go, no, that'll do. That's enough. Thanks very much.
It's a great song.
Well,
isn't
if
it?
They're radio nerds, they know it'll never be dropped.
That's true.
Because it's not too long.
Yeah.
But then it's too short for a toilet break song.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you're panicking if you're playing that and you need a wee.
Hey Jude is the ultimate toilet song, isn't it? No, it's a great song. Do you know what I mean?
I'd love it if Paul McCartney was listening right now.
Lengthwise, I mean.
Thanks, Dave Tom.
Morning, Macca. It's a brilliant song.
Saturday night, went out for dinner. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we looking for more than one person you went out for dinner with?
Well, I went out with somebody that you've heard of and their other half. So, okay,
let's go with the person that we've heard of.
The four of us went
out. Is he in a band?
Is he in a band? No.
Okay, so, fine.
Is it a man?
It's a man.
It's a man, Derek.
Sorry.
Is he on our telly?
Yeah, appears on TV, yeah.
Is he... on a panel show?
No.
Is he a comedian?
Excuse me. Greedy guts.
Is he a comedian?
No.
Pepper. Stupid question.
What a waste of a question.
Is he a presenter?
Yeah, he's a presenter, yeah.
Has he been on our show before?
As a guest? No.
Oh.
Never.
Not as a guest, but...
Never.
Is he in the sports world of presenting?
No, he's not.
Would you say he's done television presenting for quite a long time now? I've got a name in my head. I really hope it's him.
Say who it is, because it won't be them.
Richard Madeley.
Now, do you think I went for dinner with Richard and Judy on Saturday?
Oh, my God.
You don't think I would have said to you, oh, my God, I'm going for dinner with Richard and Judy on Saturday for the past week?
I just have Richard Madeley in my head.
No.
I don't know why. No.
Does he host a game show?
No.
I thought it was Ben Shepherd.
No, it wasn't Ben Shepherd.
Cool. Is he a more serious presenter?
Yes.
Oh.
Go on.
Does he work... Unlike a political job.
Oh.
There are elements to it that are political, I'm sure.
Is it John Sopel?
No.
Oh, I thought you had it then.
You're not a million miles away.
You're not a million miles away.
I know.
Is he a news person?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a news reader. Sort of.
I'm going to say no.
And not a news...
Say it, Pippa.
Did you go for dinner with Nick Ferrari?
Yes!
the tension there.
Oh, that's nice.
Pregnant pause.
My touchscreen doesn't work, by the way. I don't know why.
Yay!
Oh, that's nice.
But it does with the mouse.
Nick and Claire.
Yeah. Went for dinner with Nick Ferrari.
Very nice.
Oh, my God, we were out all night.
Great fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a race to put it away, doesn't he?
Doesn't he just?
Yeah. It's a 27 course taster menu thing. Yeah. I'm joking. Wow. I'm making jokes.
Yeah.
However, he told me something that absolutely blew my mind.
Oh.
Is it for public consumption?
I can't help it. It's gone.
Oh, it is now then.
Great.
Honestly, when you just wait.
Mm.
Good Lord.
Oh.
He shocked me with something.
I bet he's fun on a night out. Well, he is.
Do you know what? We had such a laugh.
Good.
We had such a laugh. And his missus is lovely.
Oh,
four of us just had a really lovely... But he told me something that blew my mind. And I will tell you in a few minutes.
Oh.
And honestly, I don't think you'd even predict what I was going to tell you. It's a great one, and I'll tell you in a minute. Mr. Nick Ferrari from LBC. Who I'm assuming that everybody listening has never heard him.
Right.
Because he's on now.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare switch off.
Good morning.
Yes. This is The Enemy. Good morning, by the way.
Spend your time in smoky rooms where haggled old women with cheap perfume say it never happens for people like us, you know. Nothing ever happened, and if so, and while the toilet smells of desperation, the streets all echo of aggravation.
masturbation. And you wonder why you can't get no sleep when you've got nothing to do and you've had nothing to eat. Your life's slipping and sliding right out of you, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do. Well, we'll even die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. We'll even die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. Dirty dishes from a TV meal that went cold from the wind through a smashed up window. You can't go out if anybody calls you, cause you can't have a bath when there's no hot water. And your friends are out on the town again, and you ask yourself if it'll ever end. And it's all too much for your head to take, just a matter of time before you break. Well, we'll even die, we'll even die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now. We'll live and die, we'll live and die in these towns. Don't let it drag you down, don't let it drag you down now.
What a great song from The Enemy. We'll live and die in these towns. Right, so Saturday night, I was out with Nick Ferrari. Good morning. Good morning. It's Nick Ferrari, LBC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dominic Byrne, what do you have to say for yourself? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
Oh, you're throwing me now.
I speak like this in a stern voice to you, Dominic Byrne, because I'm Nick Ferrari.
Yeah, good morning.
And then I'm going to go really soft. You don't have the numbers. But why on earth wouldn't you have the numbers?
He does, he's very clever.
Don't interrupt me! And now I'm shouting again.
Oh!
How dare you?
Slamming into you by two people at once,
one of the funniest things Nick Ferrari has ever done is when he... And we're talking about this the other day with Simon Conway. Mm. When he bans people from listening to his show. You're not allowed to listen to me anymore. you're not allowed. You're banned. You are banned from listening to the show. I think he should follow it up. Mm. He should turn up at their house,
Definitely.
Break the door down.
Yeah.
What's going on? Nick Ferrari here. What did I tell you? Yeah. You're not allowed to listen.
Like big detective van for the TV licensing ad campaign. Driven by Nick Ferrari.
Anyway, he told me something on Saturday night that blew my mind, and I'll tell you what it is in just a few minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show.
I will. I'll tell you next.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Ultramat Paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramat is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramat. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramat today.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
On the beach.
On our farms, there's room to roam. Our girls come first in the happy home. Toys for fun and special feed made with all they need. Lots of trees for shade and rest. Our farmers give them the very best.
Happy hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
Can I get a woo-woo? Oh, yeah.
Whoa there.
Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
Oh, what? You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes and think of your car. Now I want you to imagine yourself selling that car and getting a really great price for it. You just got the best offer for your car, like 500,000 other customers. So sell your car today. It's not magic. It's Motorway. 84% of sellers got more than market price for their car. Validated against two independent sources. Visit motorway.co.uk/claims.
Check the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Forks at the ready. This Easter, Lidl won't be beaten on price. On our luscious leg of lamb from £6.15 per kilo. Or XXL juicy joint of British beef from £5.65 per kilo. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
On sale from April 14th and price match in most major UK supermarkets until the 19th. Lidl.co.uk/spendless while stocks last.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Calm down, dear. It's just a radio show.
Radio X. Okay, so do you want me to just tell you the Nick Ferrari thing?
Yes,
so,
please.
Nick Ferrari. Now, this man has got a lot of stories. Mm. He's been working in the media for a long time. He was a showbiz journalist.
Yeah.
Ran the Bizarre column for a good few years. Mm-hmm. And he got into the political thing, and he has amazing stories. He's interviewed, I mean, pretty much most leaders in the world.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But he stunned me on Saturday night when he told me he's been watching and loving Celebrity Big Brother.
Really?
Oh, really?
I went, shut up. He goes, oh, I love it. Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, my God. I tell you what, you know who's brilliant in it? And I'm like, you're not even joking, are you? He goes, no, I'm not. You're watching Celebrity Big Brother every night. He goes, yeah, and it's on a bit late. I'm obsessed. I've got to watch it. Yeah.
I would never put him down.
I think that's why we had dinner on Saturday night. Because
right.
It's not on.
Because it's not on, yeah.
It's not on. Are you free Friday? No, love. Sorry, not Friday, no.
Can't
do Sunday. Thursday, no. Saturday I can do.
Wow.
Nick Ferrari is watching Celebrity Big Brother and loving it.
Good.
I've never seen that.
It's like one of those shows, Johnny calls it mental chewing gum. You don't have to concentrate too much, just sit back and enjoy it.
Let it wash over you in a good way.
I just can't. Can you imagine? So Nick's sitting there in his vest and pants.
His LBC vest and pants.
Having a pot noodle.
Yeah.
On a Thursday night, sitting on the sofa going, oh, Jojo, you tell him. Yeah, you stick up for yourself, love. This is Big Brother. Could Chesney come? Oh, go on, Chesney. Sing us a song, Chesney. Nom, 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 nom. I just... What an image.
Yeah.
I know, right? Shocked me. Stunned me, it did. Anyway, and it's back on tonight with the great Mr. Chesney Hawks. Right, back to the music. Foo Fighters.